the news broke about 6:33 this morning on this program as someone reported a big fire in South Yarra. Apparently, it's forced the closure of Punt Road. Isabella Staskowski, Today Show reporter in South Yarra. Isabella, good morning to you. Tell us what's happened. What can you see?
Good morning. Well, I can see a lot of fire crews in a building that the roof has just been pretty much decimated. I've just spoken to the police a few moments ago. They say this fire is at the school. They've confirmed that. And also at the church, billowing smoke up in the air. I think about 60 fireys are here right now. They're trying to douse this with water, but the roof of this school is just completely gone. You can just see black, charred, you know, parts of ceiling, parts of wood falling apart.
What is the school, Isabella?
I'm not too familiar with what this school is, but we're right next to Faulkner Park. So looking out from Faulkner Park onto this school in South Yarra.
Do we know if anyone was in the building at the time?
Look, we're not aware of that at the moment, but I can tell you that a number of ambulances are here on standby. They've just driven over in the past few moments as well, assessing the situation. A lot of trees nearby as well, and all that smoke. We're actually seeing some animals running out of those trees and across the garden as well right now.
Are things under control, Isabella?
Look, it seems like they're doing a really good job to get this under control, as you said earlier, about 6:30 that this broke out. So they're really working hard. I mean, this smoke is still going up in the air. At the moment, though, no flames, so that is a good thing.
The footage that we have seen that's on our website and our social media from earlier, given that the fire was under an hour old, was pretty spectacular.
Yeah, it was spectacular, wasn't it? And such a scary sight to wake up to as well. I mean, you know, this is such a busy area. We're seeing a lot of people coming out here, having a look, trying to see what's happened right next to the dog park as well. As you said, traffic really affected on nearby Punt Road and Chapel Street too.
Isabella, we'll see your reports and your pictures, of course, on Today Show and Nine News, naturally.